multiple medalist. Ricky Behrens joins us, one of the world's great swimmers. The road to Rio, as we often talk about, is paved with gold and silver and bronze, and we're marching in that direction, or in Ricky's case, swimming in that direction. Good morning, Ricky. Nice to have you with us. Bob Black, Joe Spatto.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Anytime, man. It's, you know, the excitement of the Olympics, and Joe and I have always been big Olympic guys. What does it mean to you at this point in your career?
It's incredible. I can't believe we're only 9 months away from Rio. I mean, truthfully, I feel like London was just yesterday. I'm retired now. I've been retired since the fall of 2013, and so this upcoming Olympics is going to be something different for me. But I'm still excited to be a part of it. I'm excited to be a fan because, you know, Olympic movement, the Olympic sports here, it's just something different than any other sport. And it's one of the most exciting times of year for all of our Olympic athletes.
It is, isn't it? And I would imagine, though, because you can hear it in your voice, I guess representing your country and, of course, winning gold, and it's got to be just something that just alters your life to the point where it just is never the same again.
Absolutely. It's something that I'll remember the rest of my life. Winning gold, I mean, if you were to tell me 10 years ago that I was going to make an Olympic team, I'd tell you you're crazy. So to walk away there with two Olympic gold medals, it's a dream come true. It's something that I'll tell my kids about, and I laugh because, I was a part of Michael Phelps' relays and everything he was able to accomplish in 2008. And so whenever they show some Olympic highlights, you know, I'm somewhere in the background there. So I hope I'm a part of history, and whenever my kids are growing up, I'll point to myself.
Well, you know, what do you do now since you've been retired for a while? Road to Rio is here. You don't have to train to get on it because – you're not swimming anymore competitively. What have you done to fill that competitive void, Ricky?
I joined a bunch of social league soccer teams and football teams, and I went from winning gold medals to winning it on a social aspect.
Okay.
No. Since then, it's really getting into the real world, getting into the business, and I tell people I retired at 25, and I've gone back, and I'm getting my MBA, and right now I'm working with Liberty Mutual, and so I'm here in Charlotte, North Carolina with the Road to Rio, and Liberty Mutual is sponsoring the Road to Rio, and what's really cool what they're doing is they're ensuring all the Olympic medals that are won. And so we're out there, you know, showing the support for our athletes and what Liberty Mutual is doing for all of them, because it is one of the best avenues, Olympic sports, Olympic athletes. They're not government-funded, they're not getting all this money, and a lot of them are working multiple jobs while training to be the best in the world. So they're out here supporting, and now we're out here. Now I'm somebody supporting them.
And talk about how important the support of organizations like Liberty Mutual and others is to the Olympic movement, because you guys are not paid while you train. And it's hard to make ends meet, and it's hard to get the resources necessary in order to compete at this elite level without the help of these great corporate sponsors.
Absolutely. You hit it on the head. It's very crucial. You know, the Olympic team is over 500 athletes, and they're training. A lot of them are older people, or when I say older, they're not in college. They graduated from college, and this is how they make a living, and some of them are working part-time jobs. They're not making the millions of dollars that professional athletes are making. And, it's really what's special about the Olympics is it's the Olympic dream. You're not doing it for the money. And these corporate sponsors, they're highlighting all this hard work, highlighting the accomplishments, and really making it special and giving them everything they can to prepare to be their best in the world.
You know, Ricky, you made an interesting statement before. You talked about how you introduce yourself to people and you'll say, "I'm retired at 25. You could still be competing. And was that part of the decision-making process for you, the fact that juggling finances and family and the sacrifices and everything that had to be made? I mean, athletically, you could have still done it. Was that part of your logic to step away?
A little bit. I went to two Olympics. I won gold medals, and I accomplished everything I ever dreamed of in the sport of swimming. And really, I finished out on a high note. If I were to continue going, it was another 4 years out of the business world and Olympic sports. I was 25 years old, going on 20 in job respects. And so I was coming out, and now I'm getting my MBA, and it's kind of moving on to the next step. And I look back at my career and couldn't be happier. And I'm excited with that. And, yeah.
Multiple Olympic medalist Ricky Behrens joins us here on The Attack. We're talking swimming, Road to Rio. Ricky, as we said, just 9 months away. Now, let's talk a little bit about where Olympic swimmers are in their training 9 months away. Because, what a lot of people don't realize is when you get to Rio, you want to be peaking. You don't want to have left your best game in the pool behind in the good old USA of A in training. So kind of give us some picture as to where these swimmers are in their training process and getting ready for Rio just 9 months down the road.
Yeah, so right now, 9 months out, they just came off a summer of world championships, and 4 years is a long time. So you could say last year is kind of the year for them to take their deep breath and get ready for the Olympic year, because that's where they have their one moment to peak, and it's not even like, it's not a best of seven. It's one moment. And so they got to ensure that this year is all their focus. They just came off world championships, and they probably took a week or two vacation after that. And probably they're all just starting their first workouts back last week, this week. And it's pretty much they are thinking nothing but the Olympics, the Olympic trials. And it's 150% every single day from this point on, because, it's one time, it's one race that they're training for, and you got to make sure that one's real, real good.
Ricky, the big names are familiar to everybody, and, they're still competing. Who are some of the guys that we need to be paying attention to that maybe the public's not completely aware of?
Yeah, the swimming world is definitely gone. You got Michael Phelps, who I saw in the fall of last year, and I've never seen him more fit than he is now. Even in 2008, when he won 8 gold medals, so I expect to see huge things out of him once again. And then there's a lot of guys in college. I'm at University of Texas, so there's some guys who are winning some national championships last year at Texas. Jack Conger. Jimmy Fegan, who's a teammate of Texas, who was part of the 2012 Olympic team, and Nathan Adrian. You'll see a lot of veterans who this will kind of be their last Olympics, and then a lot of the younger guys, and also the females on the women's side. Katie Ledecky was a star in 2012. She won a gold medal, and she won multiple world championships this past summer and broke a bunch of world records, and she's going to be a name everybody's going to remember as well.
Well, Ricky, we're getting up against it here. We want to keep you on schedule. This has been a great insight into not only what you're doing post-athletic competition, but into the training process, the great work that Liberty Mutual and other corporate sponsors do, and also a look at some of the contenders coming up as the pool in Rio is just 9 months away. One more time, Ricky Behrens, before you go out the door, just let us know about the great work that Liberty Mutual is doing to help the Olympic movement.
It's great. And the one thing, when I won a gold medal in 2008, my parents told me, congratulations, and how do you ensure this medal? And that's what Liberty Mutual is taking care of for all the Olympic athletes. And then just spotlighting all these accomplishments and hard work. We're going on about 50 stops around the nation for all their corporate headquarters and Road to Rio events, just garnering all the support from fans and the country. And it's a special time for these Olympic athletes. And it's corporate sponsors like Liberty Mutual who are really highlighting that and really getting them out there. So it's just an incredible time, and we appreciate all they do.
Ricky, thanks so much for a few minutes. Best of luck going forward as you move out of the competitive world and perhaps into the business world. Nothing but the best of success, and you're welcome back on The Attack anytime.
I appreciate it. Thank you guys for having me.
You're very welcome.
Our pleasure. Bye-bye now. Ricky Behrens.